Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond. I'm the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today, for the record, is June 8th, 2017, approximately 9 a.m. We have two matters on the agenda. One is a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The second is an administrative appeal involving the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club. We will be dealing with the CUP first. And for those of you who are here for the administrative appeal, the first matter, I'm guessing, will take roughly 20 minutes. You never know exactly. And the procedures for that are different than for the administrative appeal. With regard to the CUP, for those of you who haven't been before me on these types of permits, we'll follow the standard procedures. We'll hear from staff. They'll provide an outline of the staff report, and I've reviewed the staff report and exhibits. Then the applicant may elaborate on that. We'll open it up for public testimony, and then if staff has anything else to say or if I have questions, there'll be an opportunity for that, or if the applicant has anything further they wish to address after public comment, then they will also have the opportunity. So I think that's it in terms of the summary. If staff wanted to go ahead and provide a step up. Good morning.
Good morning.
And your name for the record?
Holly Roberts.
And do you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Thank you.
Again, for the record, good morning. My name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm here this morning to present a conditional use permit application for the Chaffee accessory dwelling unit. At this time, I'd like to introduce exhibits 1 through 24 into the record. And in addition, I'd like to include today's PowerPoint presentation, which should be exhibit 25.
Okay, those are all admitted.
Richard and Sherry Chaffee have applied for a conditional use permit to allow the conversion of an existing 881-square-foot single-family residence and attached garage into an accessory dwelling unit on their 3.07-acre property located at 24399 Rhododendron Lane Northwest in Paulsbow, North Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 1. The conversion will allow the applicant to construct a new 3,682-square-foot single-family residence. The property is located within a residential area with predominantly large acreage lots. These lots are predominantly developed with single-family residences or remain undeveloped. The county critical areas map shows that properties in the immediate neighborhood are generally free of any critical areas. North of the subject property, some lots may contain areas of moderately hazardous slopes. The entire property lies within a Category 1 critical aquifer recharge area. However, single-family development is not listed as an activity with potential threat to groundwater in critical areas ordinance and doesn't require any further analysis or reports within this recharge designation. Outside of the existing and proposed developed areas, the property is cleared historical pasture area. There is an existing detached garage in the southwest corner, as well as the existing ADU building in the northeast corner. The property slopes gently from the southeast corner to the northwest corner. The comprehensive plan designation is rural, and the zoning designation is rural residential. The surrounding areas are also zoned rural residential. The purpose of the rural residential zone is to promote low-density residential development and agricultural activities that are consistent with the rural character. It is applied to areas that are relatively unconstrained by environmentally sensitive areas or other significant landscape features and have limited public services. The site plan shows the existing accessory dwelling unit structure circled in green and the proposed single-family residence circled in blue. The ADU will be located approximately 10 feet from the proposed single-family residence. The building permit single-family residence has been recently issued, and the home is currently under construction. At the last time I checked, there hadn't been any inspections, but that could have changed in the last day or so. The accessory dwelling unit and single-family residence were designed together by the same designer. Similar building materials will be used, and the homes will match in style, color, and trim. The single-family residence will be 3,682 square feet and include three bedrooms. The approved floor plans do not include accessory living quarters. This is the SFR main floor plan, and here are the upper and lower floor plans for the home. The accessory dwelling unit is 881 square feet and includes one bedroom with an attached 1,008 square foot garage below. We have received public inquiry regarding the application, but no comments at this time. Those who inquired were included as interested parties to the application and were sent the notice of public hearing as well as the staff report for review. Staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit application as conditioned in the staff report dated May 25th, 2017. I have reviewed the staff report conditions with the applicant and their representative, and they have expressed no objections to the proposed conditions of approval. This concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts.
Thank you.
I don't have anything right now. Is the applicant here this morning? Did you want to add anything to the staff report? Actually, could you step up just very briefly?
I'm going to go to my contractor here.
Oh, okay. All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name for the record?
Eric Haugen.
And you swear to tell the truth today?
I do.
Do you have anything to add to
nothing.
The?
Nothing.
Okay.
It was a good report. That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anyone here from the public who wished to testify on this proposal? Okay, let the record reflect that there was no one here to comment. Any other questions from staff or anything else on this?
No.
Okay. I'm going to grant the ADU conditional use permit with the conditions as proposed in the staff report. I do think the county's CUP criteria for this ADU are met. Staff report goes into detail. I didn't find a criteria that could not be met. So a written decision, though, will issue on this. That will be out within 10 days. That will be emailed to the planning department, and then they will forward it on to the applicant and anyone else who's requested a copy of that. So that concludes that matter. You all are certainly welcome to stay around for the appeal, but no requirement to do so. Thank you. Okay, so the next matter on the agenda is the administrative appeal. The appellant on that is the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club. Do we need to take a brief recess in order to transition to that?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so let's take a 5-minute recess to allow everything to be set up for the next matter, and then we'll get into that. Thank you.